RadioInfluence.com.
Welcome to another delicious of Forking Around Town. This is your host, Tracy, and today I have a super sweet gal as my guest, Melanie Bruno. Melanie is a new addition to my Forking posse of foodies, and she will actually be helping me with some exciting stuff I have coming up. First of all, thank you for joining me today, Melanie. It's awesome to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
How was your weekend?
It was terrific, filled with delicious food.
Yeah, so was mine. I actually was a judge at the Tampa Tailgate Festival this weekend, and this was my first time being a food judge, and it was ridiculous. I don't think I've ever been that full in my life. It was like Thanksgiving on steroids. I must have sampled 19 different dishes from local restaurants such as Metro Diner, Little Donut House, American Social, Willie Jules Barbecue, Grillsmith, Nothing But Cakes, WTR Tampa, Sonny's Barbecue, PDQ, Fuzzy's Taco Shop, Harpoon Harry's, Jeremiah's Italian Nice, Cheval Golf and Country Club, Yard of Ale, McDenton's, and then, of course, all the liquor was presented to us by St. Pete Distillery.
Like, full just listening to that.
I was so uncomfortable after all that I could not move for about 2 hours. It was ridiculous. My favorite dish of the night was from Metro Diner, which I've actually never been there, and now I need to go. It was a cornbread waffle that was topped with mac and cheese and pork.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome. That was definitely my favorite.
Making my mouth water.
I know, right? But it was a really cool event. It was my second time going. They were showing different college games on the big screen. They had the Lightning game on, which was cool. I was just chilling in my chair watching the game, trying to feel better so I could walk around, and I actually never did walk around. So the next time I'm a food judge, I'm going to prepare for it a little bit better and not eat anything the day of.
Go for a run in the morning.
Yeah, and speaking of the Lightning, I actually went to a kind of a media food preview this past week at Amelie Arena, and that was pretty awesome. I got to see a lot of new stuff. Capital Tacos from Tampa Bay is now opening up there, which is, I love their tacos. And they had so many cool things I never knew really existed because I don't go to many hockey games. Have you ever been to one?
No, not down here, actually, but what do they have?
Well, I sampled stuff from Wing House, Holy Hog Barbecue. Gosh, there was just so many different places. And I think my favorite was, it was a barbecue hot dog from Holy Hog. It was awesome.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Ford's Garage was there. Outback, of course. I mean, they really impressed me with their food selection. I had no idea that they offered so many awesome.
They had Outback there?
Outback was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ford's Garage had the Impossible Burger, which is the plant-based burger. I don't know if you've ever tried it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that was my first time, and you can't even tell it's not meat.
Mm.
So I'm like, man, this is something I could definitely eat to try to make a better choice when it comes to red meat.
Go vegan.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't. Maybe for a day, but not as a lifestyle. I also, on Friday, I got to go to Osteria Tampa, which is a new Italian restaurant that just opened. It was opened by Chef Fabio Viviani from Top Chef, along with David Anderson and Lanfranco Pescante of the Franklin Manor. Back in July, I went to a preview dinner and got to get a sneak peek of it. And there was an article written by Michelle Stark of the Tampa Bay Times, and I love this. So I just have to read this beginning of her article. The evening began with Chef Fabio Viviani telling the group to fork the fluffy cocoli in front of us, break it open, then stuff it with a cold smoked prosciutto di Parma and stracchino cheese that was delicately laid out on wooden boards in front of us. So that was definitely my favorite little taste that I got to sample back in July. Coccoli, which I'm sure none of you have heard of, it actually means to cuddle in Italian. And it's fried dough that was made popular in Florence back in the 50s. It was kind of their popular street food at the time. So you get this little fried dough and you stuff it with the prosciutto and the cheese, and it's incredible. Of course, I had to try that again this past weekend. I also had the Kobe meatball, which is a 12-ounce ball of heaven with tomato sugo, their house-made ricotta, Crostino and basil. Delicious. My friend who went with me had the grilled flatiron steak, which is topped with a mint chimichurri, pepperdews, gorgonzola fried olives, and arugula. And then I decided to just get pasta, and I had their bucatini, which is with guanciale, shaved onions, spicy tomato sugo, and pecorino romano. It's definitely a great event. They have awesome cocktails. My friend had a watermelon elderflower Moscow mule. which was cool. I stuck to wine. I was trying to be good that night. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was kind of just a sample of my last couple of days. And you actually went to an event for me last Wednesday, I think it was.
Yes, Bento in the Berg.
So how was that? Because I saw your pictures and I was drooling over all that sushi.
Yeah, it was definitely lucky to go. Thank you for letting me do that for you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you went.
It was really awesome. The layout was beautiful. The people that organized it were really awesome. I got to meet them too, which is great. But they had so much food there. The sushi, which I'm a sushi addict, was incredible. It was so fresh, and you could actually see them making it all because they had the bar there, too. So it was pretty cool. And they also had Mongolian beef. They had rice and noodles, and it was just absolutely delicious. They also had a boba tea bar, which I've actually never had boba tea before, so it was interesting.
It's different.
It's different. It's definitely different.
I like it myself.
I do. I kind of like it. They had ones where the boba would like explode in your mouth with juice in it. I didn't try those ones, but I kind of want to now. But it was really awesome.
And those cookies they had were awesome.
Yeah, those were great. And I actually definitely indulged in those twice in a row at midnight in my house. So
that's the best time to eat cookies is midnight in your house.
It was perfect. Yeah, they had they also had a spinning wheel where you could go and like win prizes. And so they had gift cards, and it was actually really fun. They had made coffee there. They had a kombucha company. I don't remember the name, but they were there also. It was really cool.
I need to go check them out because they're definitely on my list. There's just too many things going on in Tampa right now. It's hard to go to everything. I mean, every day I see people eating on Instagram stuff that I just want to devour, and it's crazy. Anywhere else you went this weekend or anything you ate?
I actually went to a wedding this weekend at the Vault in downtown Tampa.
That's a beautiful and place.
The food they had at that wedding was incredible. They had steak and chicken and like a squash mash that was just absolutely to die for. They did all of the food at the wedding, so it wasn't an outside catering company. It was actually them. So it was really delicious. I was not expecting that. And then I also actually had a really great pumpkin cheesecake for the rehearsal of this wedding at the Marriott Waterside.
Oh, they do
the
a great
Waterside
job
Grill.
There.
Yeah, they did like a Thanksgiving style meal. So they had turkey and they had potatoes and green beans. But this pumpkin cheesecake was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. Like, I'm still thinking about it. And I also know that my boyfriend's family has leftovers of it in their freezer. So
you're going to eat some?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to eat some.
Bring me some.
I will.
But don't tell Ian here in the office because he's forcing me to be on this stupid diet that I don't even want to talk about. Actually, at the when I was at that preview for the Lightning, they had little blueberry cheesecakes with the Lightning logo, which I thought was awesome.
Oh, I saw the pictures of that. That was really good. There was a lot of blue there.
A lot of blue. I had their Lightning Lemonade Slushy.
Yes, I saw that too.
That was really good. I love the color. And then I think my favorite thing there for dessert was it was a pumpkin spice nitro ice cream topped with candy bacon. I saw them making
that on your page. You always have the best stuff all over your page. I'm so jealous. Right? Every time I look, I'm like, wow. Where am I right now?
I think I gained like 10 pounds this weekend, so I'm like detoxing for a while.
It's worth it.
It is worth it, definitely.
Plus, now you have a good break before the holiday season, you know?
I know, right? We'll see how it goes. Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining Forking Around Town. It was awesome to chat about my weekend with everybody. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Everybody got to do me a favor right now and check out my buddy and yours. He also happens to be the number one French fry account on Instagram, the number one burger account on Instagram, and he's got a super secret steak club. Do me a favor. Welcome to Duffified Live, Rev Ciancio.
I want to say one last thing about Burger Build.
Oh, go.
Please, because this is incredibly important to me. I don't preach too many things about food, but this is like my number one or two.
Okay.
Cheese belongs on bottom.
Really? Like underneath of the burger?
Absolutely. Why? Absolutely. There's there's two reasons. A, for taste. Nobody puts cheese on a burger because they don't want it. Like, who orders a burger without cheese? That's stupid. You put the cheese close to your tongue so you can taste it. That's number one. Okay. Number two, putting cheese underneath the patty helps to build bun integrity. And so all those juices are coming out of the burger, they're going to like ruin your bread and they're going to ruin your dining experience. And they're going to put it all over your shirt and you know, you're going to make a mess. And I don't mind making a mess, but I still think I would rather have my bun presented the way it was intended. And so I believe the cheese creates a shield for the grease.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.